pray together. Lord Jesus, we want to love you. We do love you. And Jesus, forgive us for times that we forget the meaning of Christmas, and you understand we're human. We're forgetful beings. But that's not what we want to do. We want to keep remembering. And so Jesus, today and the rest of this season, help us to remember what you did in coming as a baby. The world wasn't expecting it. But your grand plan is amazing. So thank you that we can celebrate. Thank you that the world still can hear about Christmas. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would keep moving. That you and Holy Spirit would keep moving upon the earth. Like you brooded over the earth before creation. You were still moving among this earth. And we pray that wherever the word Christmas is sung, is said, is spoken, that you would point the world towards you, Jesus. Jesus, we pray for our church this morning. We pray for the churches of Rosenort. We pray for the churches in Manitoba. We pray for the Canadian church, that we would all know you. And then we pray for the church around the world. And I'm reminded again this week of the persecuted church that would love to get together to celebrate, but many of them can't. Many of them probably shouldn't. Many of them live under incredible oppression. We pray that in the hearts of your people around the world, that you would spread hope and peace and joy and love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for coming up with this great plan. And Holy Spirit, thank you for working it all out. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Those who miss or dismiss the celebration of Christmas totally miss the point. There's an old song written. It says, I wonder if this Christmas they'll begin to understand the Jesus that they celebrate is much more than a man. Because the way the world is, I don't see how people can deny that the only way to save us was for Jesus Christ to die. And I know that if St. Nicholas were here, he would agree that Jesus gave the greatest gift of all to you and me. They led him to the slaughter on a hill called Calvary, and mankind was forgiven when they nailed him to the tree. But most of all, the children, they're the ones I hope will learn that Jesus is our Savior and he's going to return. And Christmas isn't just a day, and all days aren't the same. Perhaps they'll think about the word and see it spells his name. I know that if St. Nicholas were here, he would agree that Jesus gave the greatest gift of all to you and me. They led him to the slaughter on a hill called Calvary. The mankind was forgiven, and mankind was forgiven. We were all forgiven when they nailed him to the tree. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I wonder if this Christmas they'll begin to understand. A free coffee to anyone except Dwight, because he sees my nose. To anyone who can tell me who wrote this song in 1976. It's a friend of Larry Norman. Randy Stonehill. Any of you remember Randy Stonehill? No one? A couple of us? Anyways. Christmas is about totally celebrating Jesus. But why does it matter? I want you to talk about that around your tables. Why does it matter? What good is Christmas? Think of all the good that happens at Christmas. Think of all that Christmas is that accomplishes in our world. What good is Christmas? Round your tables or join tables and talk about it. So I'll get you two to turn around there and join them. And a couple of people move around and talk about it. I'll give you a few minutes.
Yeah.
have to happen. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. I will never leave. I will never abandon. That's what he says. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what happens in our lives, in our families, in our nation, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? The gift of presence. You notice there's two words that are pronounced the very same. The gift of presence. Our presence with each other. And the gift of presence of God with us. He gave himself. Christmas can be one of the loneliest times of the year. How can we leverage this season? In this Advent season, we pay attention to hope and peace and joy and love. Nice things, very good things, but they are truly embodied in Jesus Christ. He is hope. He is peace. He is joy. He is love. Those who miss or dismiss the celebration of Christmas totally miss the point. So what do we do? What do we do? How do we respond? How do we reflect? Jesus asks for our presence with him. He comes to us. Now he's asking us, would you spend time with me? Would you be with me? Over Christmas, would you be with me? I want your presence. I want you with me. And then, Jesus asked for his presence in our presence, that we would be present with others. You got that? Jesus asked for his presence in our presence to be present with others. Look for those who live alone. Why does it matter? Because Christmas is about and for people. Christmas is about people, you and me. So let's wrap it up. There are some who think that all we do for Christmas is way too much. And that it's commercialized. Yeah, point taken. However, Christmas and the season of Advent is a way of helping and encouraging both Christ followers and non-followers to consider and think more deeply in both our hearts and minds. Whether it's hearing Christmas carols in the stores or malls, on the radio, wherever it is, I can't help but wonder if the Holy Spirit uses this time, and he does, to pull us towards Jesus. Some would say that celebrating Christmas is wrong, or it's useless, it's overrated. I thoroughly disagree. Let's celebrate Christmas. Christmas celebrations brings out hope, peace, joy, and love for people. We try to be better, to not be naughty, but nice. We're trying to be what the season aspires us to be, and we use the reason to point to the person of Christ Jesus. This is the time we can be there for each other, for family, friends, co-workers, and neighbors, not just to ask how Christmas was with a smile, but to ask with caring heart, how was Christmas? How are you now that it's over and all the decorations are packed away. What is it that you are hoping for? Open conversations. So Merry Christmas. In the words of Tiny Tim in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, God bless us, everyone.